USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ignoring President Biden, leaders of Saudi Arabia and the UAE declined requests to speak to President Biden during the Ukraine crisis, but they both took calls from Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden reaching out as gas prices continue to rise across the country, with the national average setting a new record high Tuesday of $4.17 a gallon. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News and says these high gas prices could have a ripple effect.
The more that gasoline prices increase, the more that folds into everything else. In other words, it's not just about the gasoline they put in their car, but the higher fuel costs also get folded into groceries and everything else they purchase.
Republicans bashing President Biden for placing restrictions on domestic oil production. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
The biggest of three wildfires in northwest Florida is growing and threatening to force evacuations in a second county. Governor Ron DeSantis saying residents should follow any evacuation orders.
Not going to get a mulligan on this if you stay behind and the fire gets out of control in a neighborhood.
The Bertha Swamp Fire near Panama City is now up to 28,000 acres and is spreading from Bay County into Calhoun County. The UN Human Rights Office is reporting more than 470 civilians have been killed so far in the war between Russia and Ukraine. The office adding more than 860 have been injured, and those numbers do not tell the entire story, as the UN believes the number is considerably higher. College basketball broadcasting legend Dick Vitale announces he's cancer-free, just in time for March Madness. The 82-year-old taking to Twitter to say, "March Madness begins with a W, baby." This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Chinese hackers are successful in the United States.
Hackers working on behalf of the Chinese government have broken into computer networks of at least six state governments in the United States in the last year, according to a report released by a private security firm. The report by Mandiant does not identify the compromised states or offer a motive for the intrusions, which began last May and are still continuing. But the Chinese group, believed to be responsible for the breaches, APT-41, is known to launch hacking operations for both old-fashioned espionage purposes and for financial gain. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Biden wants the United States to study whether burn pits in the war on terror caused veterans to develop cancer.
When our troops came home, the fittest among them, the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, too many of them were not the same. Headaches, dizziness, numbness, cancer. We don't know yet enough about the connection between burn pits and each of these diseases.
Biden telling an audience in North Texas he thinks it's possible the environmental exposure was similar to how soldiers in Vietnam got cancer from Agent Orange. Legendary skateboarder Tony Hawk took to Instagram to announce he has a broken femur. The 53-year-old saying he may never be able to return to skateboarding at the same level, but he's up for a challenge. There's no word on how he broke his leg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.